You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, Jeremy and I were talking about people who dress up as mascots. Now, that can cover everything from mascots for like your high school sports team to mascots for professional or semi-professional teams. It could be mascots for businesses. And did you tell me that you did do this, right? You did
multiple times. I've done it multiple times. Yeah.
Was it the Avalanche or the Mammoth?
The three times I've done it, the two were back in the day when I worked for Borders Bookstores. And they had this big, you know, a couple of like children's book reading days or children's gatherings. And I had to dress up as Peter Rabbit for one of them and the Easter Bunny for another one. And with Borders, you know, it was, nationwide. So what they would do with these costumes is they would send them from store to store to store. So this giant crate would arrive with Peter Rabbit in it, and I had to put that thing on, and you know me, germaphobe USA.
I'm really surprised that you didn't quit over it.
Those were pretty pretty rank, but I did it for the children, Dom. So there was that one, and
it
then
it must have given you anxiety out the yin-yang.
Like, when I was in it, I was like, you know.
And by the way, side note, quickly, I miss Borders books. I like
me
that
too.
Store.
I really
those
did like
good
books.
Good people. Yeah. So I miss those.
Because you could get books and you could get movies and CDs. And
well, they were just good people.
They were just good people too. Yeah, yeah.
And what was the other one?
The other one was, God, how many years has it been now? 17, 18 years ago when I was an intern over at Ball Arena, when it was the P name. I was interning over there, and one of the things that the interns had to do was they had to get into the mascot outfits. We weren't Rocky, but I got into the Woolly Mammoth outfit for the Mammoth game. And that's another cool one you want to talk about that is super duper rank inside, because you've got to be out there like, girl, I'm a big dumb idiot, you know. There's a lot of moving around in there, and, you know, every week or whatever the games are, you know, and a different intern would have to do it. It would be like your time up to bat, you know. And, yeah, you just sit and sweat in those things.
Oh.
And I just remember after every game, you'd go into the office and you would just fill it so full of Febreze and Lysol to just kind of kill the stank inside of it.
Oh, my God.
And you can't just go and throw those, like, in a washing machine and wash them, you know? So, oh, God, that was foul. But so I've done it three times.
I've never done
it. And I hope
it.
To never,
never
do it again.
Scott.
I don't ever want to. No, thank you.
We are opening up our phones because we want your funny stories of what kind of mascot you were. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Let me quickly share some that have been written into us that are hilarious. Fiona says, in high school, my aunt talked me into dressing up and standing outside her business. She was a florist, so I had to get into this big flower costume and dance on the street corner.
I'm
she
a flower.
Says, I was a, here's what she said. I was a big, dumb dancing flower. I hated it. Martin says, my sister was one of those mascots at a minor league baseball stadium that races between innings. Have you seen those? At like some baseball parks between innings, they'll have like the hot dog racing, the sausage racing.
Yes.
The, he says, I think she was usually the bottle of ketchup.
Oh.
Today,
that's hard to
she's
run
a,
in.
Yeah, he says, today she's a big shot lawyer in Miami and doesn't let anyone know about her ketchup history.
The ketchup incident.
She was the ketchup bottle.
That one would lose every time, because if that bottle, that it's going way down to your feet, you're just going.
Now, the bottle only comes to about their thighs and their legs stick out.
I don't know.
And they always rig it so a different one will win each day.
Okay, French fries, you fall down this time.
Exactly. And then Paul says, I was Bigfoot for an appliance store in Oregon. I never understood the connection between Bigfoot and microwave ovens, but since it's the Pacific Northwest, it's almost a law that you have to have Bigfoot as your mascot.
That's pretty good.
That's great, Paul.
Savings as big as his feet.
Right. So we've got a big, dumb dancing flower, a racing ketchup bottle, and Bigfoot selling microwave ovens.
This is great, man.
What did you have to do, or somebody in your family, how were they a mascot?
Do you ever wave at those people and honk? I don't see you as one of those people, but I honk.
I guess you got to show them a little love, right?
And I usually like, burrito! You know, and Nicole hates it if she's in the car with me.
Michelle, with one L, wrote in and said, my dad owned a restaurant supply store, so at conventions, I had to get inside a fork costume.
All right.
She says, dumbest thing ever. And Melanie says, hey, boys, my mom was the hygienist for our family dentist, so one time at a parade, I was a toothbrush. I actually loved it and was hurt when they had someone else do it the next year. Oh, man, I don't get to be the toothbrush.
I remember doing one of our little remote broadcasts here for the station, and it was at a dentist's office, and there was a giant tooth, somebody in a giant tooth for the entire 2 hours we were there. And at one point, I was like, all right, tooth, get out of my face. Like, he was like, okay, we get your shtick. Yeah, you're having the time of your life. Get out of here.
God, that's funny. Let's do a couple quick calls. Here's Maureen on the phone. Good morning, Maureen. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, so what were you dressed up as?
I was, if people have been were around in the 80s in Denver, there was a restaurant called the Organ Grinder, and I was Mitzi Mouse.
Mitzi, was that like a low-budget Minnie Mouse?
Yep, kind
of. This is the Kroger version of Minnie Mouse.
I got to say, I was...
place.
Jeremy and I were both around in Denver in the 80s. I don't think I recall
Mitzi Mouse. I recall the Organ Grinder, but I don't recall the mouse.
Well, now you've actually met the mouse, Jeremy.
Wow.
I absolutely loved that job because all the high school kids, because I was in high school at that time, would come around and... You know, I could do all kinds of fun stuff and embarrass the hell out of him, and nobody even knew it was.
Yeah. That's the best part about being in those costumes.
I'm so glad you called. Maureen, have a fun day, okay?
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you. Who's next? It's Tanner. Tanner, good morning. Were you a mascot?
I was the Dairy Queen ice cream cone.
Yeah. Yes.
And this is one of my favorite stories amongst my friends. It was pretty nice. It had like a little air conditioning unit on the inside because it got hot in there.
Well, you don't want your ice cream to melt. I mean, that's important.
Correct. But for lack of a better term, I was top heavy in my costume. And I don't know if you guys remember, a couple years ago, there was a tornado near Southlands Mall, which is where the store was.
Yeah, yeah.
So it got really, really windy, and I toppled over, and I had little tiny, and I could not lift myself back up. So a lady from Walgreens had to run out and
help the cone up.
People were stopped on the side of the road taking pictures.
Poor Tanner.
See, I knew there would be great stories out of this. Poor Tanner fell and couldn't get up.
Flailing on the ground.
The flailing cone.
I'll send you guys a picture later.
Please do.
Were people always walking up to you trying to lick the costume, like trying to be funny?
They liked to poke my stomach like I was the doughboy.
Pillsbury doughboy.
Poor Tanner.
And that was before I got into the costume.
Okay, I'll give him a ding.
Give him a ding.
Yeah. Tanner, thank you for the call.
Bud.
Thanks for making us laugh. Time for one more on the phone. Maya, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So what were you?
I dressed up as Daisy Dragon for many years and taught dental health at schools. It's for a pedodontist that we sang, brush your teeth, do it every day. And I had to
wait.
Quit.
Wait, is there more?
Yeah, there is, but you're not going to hear it.
What's the connection between a dragon and teeth?
They got big teeth, right?
Well, I know, but
actually, she only had a few teeth. It was kind of weird. I'd pull my tongue out and say you had to brush your tongue, but I had to quit when I was pregnant with my third child because the kids would run at me and stick their head into my stomach, and I thought my child was going to have problems.
Yeah. You got to be careful.
She turned out fine.
Okay, good to know.
Oh my God.
Maya, thank you for the call. Okay, I lied. I'm going to sneak one more
on.
Is it Dava? Am I pronouncing your name right?
Dava.
Dava. I'm glad you called. So tell us the mascot story.
Well, so being a young single mother, I had to get whatever job I could back in the day and decided to be an Easter Bunny at the mall. And my mother brought my two daughters to see the Easter Bunny at the mall while it happened to be my day. And I'm not supposed to talk while you're in those mascot things. And I actually said something to my mother, and my youngest daughter heard me, recognized my voice, and thought that I had been eaten by the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
So it was a little traumatic for her. My older daughter was reassuring her, but the younger one, she was about four at the time.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Yeah, she did not care for the Easter Bunny at all at that point.
Yeah. The Easter Bunny ate
oh,
my
man,
mom.
Oh, man, what a gig.
That is excellent. Deva, thank you for making us laugh. We appreciate it. You know, I read, I was doing a piece on the anniversary of Disneyland, and there was all this stuff about the people who dress up in the costumes, the Disney characters, and it is intense training. And as you might expect, being Disney, they are serious about their mascots.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to go through all sorts of training, and you have to learn.
You become the character.
Yeah, that's right, Jerry. You have to learn how to sign, because everybody asks for autographs of these characters. Yes. You have to learn how to sign exactly right that character's signature.
The Little Mermaid.
Bring it home with
can
a
I
few
give
that
you
we've
one
got
more?
On
Let
Facebook.
Me give you, I'll just give you one more that came in on Facebook. It says, "Boys, sadly, I dressed up as a giant screw outside of a small town hardware store in Wisconsin. I did this during one summer in college to make some extra money. And yes, as you can imagine, the jokes that came along with this one still haunt me today. If anyone was looking for a giant screw on campus, I was your girl." And that's from Gabby.
Poor Gabby.
Poor Gabby. Make that money, girl.
The whole thing about mascots is just hilarious.
Going back to that Disney one, did you see the thing that there was a former Disney princess that worked at Disneyland? She was on TikTok, and she was talking about how a lot of the guys would come up and tell them, like, what hotel they were staying in.
Yes, they gave her their room keys.
That's creepy.
You gotta be some sort of pervert.
That is a pervy thing to do.
To be trying to get one of the Disney princesses
you're
to come back
to
your hotel.
You're trying to act on some sort of fetish that you want Cinderella back in your room.
Right.
That's creepy, dudes.
God. There are creepy dudes out there, man. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the messages. We always can count on you to make us laugh. We appreciate it.